Track 68.
1. Going, going, gone. Banksy in San Francisco. San Francisco was bombed last week by Banksy, a British graffiti artist whose work is well known for its dark humor. Now the question on everyone's mind is, how long will Banksy's latest pieces last? Banksy is a mysterious figure. He works in secret, without revealing his identity. But his stenciled graffiti images are easy to recognize. His unique style involves spray painting over plastic cutouts. This allows him to make detailed images quickly and easily. Banksy launched his attack with 6 works of graffiti that appeared around San Francisco overnight. His subjects, 2 rats, 2 men, a child, and a bird, appear to be raising some important social questions. To find out, take a look for yourself. But hurry! Why? Because these works are in danger. Yes, a Banksy piece was recently sold for $65,000. Yes, people are already admiring and photographing the new graffiti. But don't forget that these images are temporary and, in fact, illegal. Not only will other graffiti artists soon paint over them, but the city requires property owners to remove graffiti. So experience this art for yourself before it disappears. 2. Profitable end to month of Banksy. On October 1st, graffiti artist Banksy's website announced that the mystery man would release a new work somewhere in New York City every day in October. The works have been popular, and building owners have carefully protected the valuable pieces. From start to end, the project has received heavy coverage on mainstream and social media. Yesterday, a canvas signed by Banksy was given to a charity shop by an unknown person. It was quickly put up for sale at an auction, with a starting price of $76,000. The profits will be used to aid the homeless. Today, the prices offered rose to $220,000. The auction ends tomorrow, which means the painting will likely sell for even more. 3. Man unable to give away valuable painting. When art lover Brian Grief saw a giant rat spray-painted on the side of a building in 2010, he knew he had to save it. The rat was painted by Banksy, a controversial street artist, during his visit in San Francisco. Grief says he wanted to preserve the graffiti for others to see. He began an online fundraising campaign to restore the work and have it put in a museum. However, this goal may be impossible to reach. Because museums can't prove that Banksy wants this piece on display, they are unwilling to take it. Meanwhile, private collectors have offered Grief up to $700,000 for the rat. He insists it would be wrong to make a profit on public art and refuses to sell it. His situation raises an important question. Should street art ever be preserved, even in a museum? 4. Saving Banksy examines the life cycle of street art. Anyone interested in how art relates to the world should see Brian Grief and Colin Day's documentary, Saving Banksy. The film deals with Grief's efforts to save a piece of Banksy graffiti from being painted over or sold. In the process, it reveals several problems related to the sale of street art. Street artists are in a strange situation. Their art is taken off walls and sold to private collectors. This means that 1. The artist receives no money from the sale, and 2. The art is no longer on the streets, where it belongs. Grief and Day encourage viewers to